John, the first chapter. I'll be reading the first verse and stop when the Spirit says stop. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that light was the light of men. Our subject this morning, Jesus Christ, superstar. Jesus Christ, superstar. Now, it's interesting that we would gather on such a day, and we come together with one mind and one purpose, and that is to celebrate Jesus the Christ. Now, we put this premise because we understand that through all of life's arenas, we are interested in everything that is going on around us. We get involved with our sports mates and our teammates and our friends, and we become a fan of everything that's going on. Amen? And so we need to break down what the word fan really means. Everybody wants to be a superstar, but people don't understand what the fan is all about. The word fan is short for a fanatic. How many fanatics do we have in here? Hawkins, you better raise your hand. He's a fanatic for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has the coat. He has the jersey. He has the license plate. Been there, done that. Everything Pittsburgh. And not to mention the fact that there's a possibility that his little brother may get picked in the NFL draft by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, you know if that happens, we're not going to see him on Sunday morning. Whenever there's a home game. That's wrong, though, right? Yeah, amen. An ardent devotee and an enthusiast of whatever they believe in. The synonyms for a fan is an activist, an addict, a bigot, bug, crank, crazy, demon, devotee, enthusiast, extremist, fiend, fool, freak, maniac, militant, monomaniac, nut, radical, altruist, visionary, and zealot. A lot of synonyms to go with that word. Question is, which one do you fall under? Yeah. So we want to be a fan of somebody that's better than us. You never strive to be a fan of somebody who was a nobody. I never seen somebody walk around with a jersey that said 00 nobody. That don't enthuse you. That does not convince you. There's nothing. There's no statics. There's no stats or statistics to tell you that this is the person that I want to line myself up with. On the football field, we know what they do. We know what the quarterback does. We know what the running back had 100 yards rushing. 1,000 yards on the season. My favorite, he wear the number 32. One of the baddest running backs in the history of football. He's a future Hall of Famer. You know what you need to know about him. Basketball player. I love Shaquille O'Neal. I love Kobe Bryant. I know what they're doing. I understand their stats. Even when I go outside, I try to emulate my game to be the same as theirs. You ever seen folks try to be like Michael Jordan? They playing basketball and their tongue hanging out, can't play a lick of basketball, but they got the shoes on, they got the jersey, they got the shorts, everything, they even got the walk down. They want you to know that they are their number one fan. You got folks going crazy over singing superstars. Miley Cyrus ain't got an ounce of talent, but the fact is, everybody wants to be a Hannah Montana fan. Even got the president's girls wanting to be a Hannah Montana. I don't know what part of Chicago they came from. Because Hannah Montana is not being played on the South Side. But the fact is, They have devoted people who want to follow them. As the minute their records come out, they go and buy the records. They go and buy the jersey. They go and get tickets for a game. And Lord knows how much a ticket costs nowadays. $40, $50, $75, $100, depending on who it is. Michael Jackson, you might pay $200 for him and not even know who it is up there. Is that the same one that we grew up with? But you have become a fan. And you know him, and you have all of his paraphernalia. Because you are an ardent devotee. You want everybody to know. But when it comes to Jesus, we want to shut it down. Bring it down. Bring it simmer down, simmer down. You're too loud. You're all over the place. Now Jesus, in John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So you got to understand that there's something happening in the text. They're showing you the true birth of a superstar. Because see, a superstar, if you're looking at man to be your superstar, let me help you out. They're going to fail you. And the problem is when they fail you, what do you do next? Michael Vick, highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Got everything going on for him. My son got his jersey. Love him. Love his stats. Love his arm. Love how he play. Hard-nosed football. All of a sudden, he got problems with a dog fighting ring. Jersey ain't never been worn again. People done wrote him off. Advertisers done pulled their money away from him. He's in jail, and he's all by himself. Where are all those fans? Those fair-weathered fans. They loved him when he was a success, and they loved when everything was going well, and you could identify, you could walk proudly with your Michael Vick jersey, but soon as something happened, I don't know who he is. Fans also are fleeting. And so if you're going to follow somebody, if you're going to attach yourself to somebody, why not attach yourself to somebody who you know can't fail? Yeah. If you're going to celebrate a Super Bowl, if you're going to celebrate an NBA, why not celebrate somebody who you already know who the winner's going to be? Yeah. There's no question about if he's going to win or how he's going to win or by how much he's going to win. The fact is, he's going to win. Yeah. But there's something about us because we want to hang with what? Winners. Oh, that's interesting. We want to hang with winners. We want to identify with winners. But when you find one, you don't know how to roll. See, the thing about being a fan for man is that you attach yourself to this man or this woman. And don't know nothing about them. You a fan and they ain't sent you no birthday card. They ain't put no food on your table. They ain't took you on vacation with them and said, get whatever you want, I got this. But you continually give them all that you had. Rush out of church early on Sunday. Want to make sure you were there before the kickoff. Like the kickoff gonna save you. But you wanna make sure that I'm in my lazy boy, I got my fried chicken and my buffalo wings and my feet up. The Lord's day is over. All week long I've been waiting for this game. All week long waiting for the NBA championship. All week long waiting for the NCAA March Madness and watch y'all in North Carolina and whoever it was go at it. In 2 hours, 2.5, 3 hours, it's over. But you got the rest of your life to live. So the fan you following can only keep you happy for a minute. And that's only if they winning. Because if they ain't winning, let me play it for you. God, why he do that? He didn't see that hole wide open right there. He didn't see that shot. Why are you afraid to shoot the ball? Why are you afraid to shoot the ball? Huh? You in a championship game? If I was in there, I'd have pulled that J. Huh? How are you going to sit there with two strikes, three balls, bottom of the ninth inning, and not swing at the ball? It's a strike. You know he's going to throw a strike. It's a full count. Your wife talking about, what's wrong with you down there? Girl, leave me alone. And she doing the same thing, watching this movie. Talking about, don't go in there. Don't go in there. Oh, no, no, he ain't hit her like that. And you get so caught up because Denzel is getting beat down right now. And you're like, how in the world can they beat down a star? At least you know Denzel ain't gonna die. The rest of us gonna die. But you are engaged. And you know it. And you feel it. You couldn't wait for the new release. You couldn't wait till the season started. You was all up in arms about nothing when it comes down to your life. None of those things mean anything to your life. Yeah, there's a moment of euphoria, but so is sin. Uh-oh. Yeah, sin has a moment of euphoria. You feel excited. You feel good about the dirt you just did. Then afterwards, you feel bad. Just like a game. Once the game is over, then what? You got to go back to your regular, old, boring life. Because you're following the wrong people. You're following a loser. There is no man or woman that can take you to where you need to be. As long as you keep following him, you are following a loser. Now, if the man or woman is following Christ and he's heading in the right direction, it's a good bet you can kind of hop on and follow this person who's going the right way. But at the same time, while you're following him, make sure he's following Jesus. Make sure she's following the Lord. Because if not, ain't nothing but the blind leading the blind astray. You need some folks with some insight. You need somebody who's going to look out for you and for your life. Well, you don't need nobody always buttering up to you, coaxing up to you, talking about, it's going to be all right, baby. No, it ain't. You don't know what I know. You don't know what I feel. You don't see what I see. But Jesus does. Amen. And he'll send you the right people to help you make it through some difficult times. I told you he brings life to dead situations. All right. I'm just talking about a real superstar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People say, well, Red, that's fine. I don't do all that stuff and I don't follow nobody. You got to be following somebody. Right, you ain't a human and you ain't following nobody unless you a hermit. Well, you don't come outside. You don't go nowhere. You don't do nothing. You know.
Yeah, right.
Then you ain't living life. Well, Reb, I don't want to be hurt. Then you don't want to live. Because if you're going to live, you're going to be hurt. There's some folk that's right beside you going to step right on top of your head and think nothing of it. And you thought they was your friend. He said, he loves me. She is so crazy about me. They will leave you high and dry the minute trouble comes. Ask that man sitting in jail.
Well,
who wasn't by himself when he did the crime.
Well,
yeah. In his cell talking about, I can't believe that. He said they was my boys. Your boys don't care nothing about you when it comes to protecting themselves. But now Jesus, on the other hand, that's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about a real superstar, one who sees you in your good times and your bad times, one who knows when to send you what you need, one who will help you make it on 138 a week if he so see fit, one who understands that you may have an organ failing, but he controls the organs, one who may see that spot that's on your lung. But he controls the spot that's on your lungs. You can get a CAT scan all you want, but whenever the doctor say that your time is over, I would suggest you check back in on with the Savior, because the ultimate word and the ultimate voice, and whether you leave here or not, belongs to a superstar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking, brother.
So if I'm going to be a fan, if I'm going to be a fan, I'm going to find out about my superstar.
What it is.
I'm going to find out what it is about him that draws me to him. What it is that'll make me walk in the middle of downtown Amsterdam, the sin city capital of the world, with a I love you Jesus sign on top of my head. Because I want somebody to ask me, are you crazy? What you got a Jesus hat on for? Let me introduce you to my Savior. See, the problem with some Christian folk is they got Jesus on the heart, but they got a different hat on top. That way they ain't got to give an account for who they are and whose they are. See, I know, because I was in Amsterdam. I was born again, saved by God, in Amsterdam, sin city capital of the world, and I had women galore. Had on a different hat.
Yeah.
My hat said, player, player. And it wasn't until me and my boys got drunk that we understood that we all knew Jesus.
Yeah.
Ain't that something? It took an earthly spirit to find my heavenly spirit.
Well,
they missed that one. God will reach you in the guttermost parts to remind you of who you belong to. See, you think you cute, you think you special, you think you got it all figured out, but God will say, keep on walking down that crooked path and I'm going to hurt you, son. I would advise you to get on the path that I have for you, because I got something greater in life store for you. So I began to open up my word, and I began to get back into the Bible, and I began to pray, and I began to study, and I began to fellowship, and I found myself standing a little taller. I stopped trying to mix in with the world. And I started again to stand out. And the problem with standing out for Jesus is they're going to leave you high and dry.
Yeah.
But if God is for you, it's more than the whole world against you.
Yeah.
But if you don't understand that, you ain't even going to realize what's going on and what's happening. You're going to be like, I just want some friends. No, if I want a friend, I want Jesus.
Yeah.
If I want a homeboy, I need Jesus, because Jesus ain't going to land me in a bad situation.
Right.
Superstar. What is the price of following your superstar? Well, if you're human, I can help you out.
Yeah.
You're going down together.
Well,
the problem is, you're not going to stand before the great throne with Michael Jordan.
Well,
you're not going to stand with Denzel.
Well,
you ain't going to stand with Barack Obama.
Well,
you're going to stand by yourself. And God is going to pull out your stat sheet and ask you, what was you doing with your time? And you're going to say, well, I was watching one of your children. I watched him faithfully on Sunday morning. And I began to emulate him. He talked a lot about God. But what have you done when it came to the blood of my son? Well, I washed my car on Sunday morning. I made sure it was clean.
Yeah.
And when I finished, I was too tired to go to church.
Wow.
Well, I played softball on Sunday morning. Well, I had my kids at the football game on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I know I should have been to church, but they've been to church all year already. So why would just this little time? God wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Well, would you mind if God just let you go?
Yeah.
Would you mind if God just took this week off?
Yeah.
Huh? When you was in your car and there was a car burling down, don't you understand it? Because Jesus was your passenger. And if he wasn't your passenger, you would not be here today. We are protected through danger, seen and unseen. if you're going to be a fan, you better follow Jesus. Well, let me tell you why you should follow Jesus. Do you mind? Anybody tired?
No.
We done wore you out yet?
No.
Huh?
No.
You want to know why?
Well,
Jesus is the one you should follow? You want to know why this is Super Resurrection Sunday?
Well,
you want to know why I was excited about getting up? You want to know why I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning to cook y'all some lamb?
Well,
I got a jerk lamb down there and a regular lamb down there. You want to know why I do the things that I do? You want to know why, as a pastor, I put up with folk who don't like me? You want to know why I preach the gospel even though preachers don't care that I preach the gospel? You want to know why I can go to a Good Friday service and stay within my time limits where nobody else is? You want to know why and who the God that I serve and makes me do what I do? Well, let me help you out. First of all, he can walk the walk.
Yeah.
He can talk the talk.
Yeah.
He's the number one selling author of all time.
Yeah.
He can deliver on every one of his promises.
Yeah.
He can never be tripped up by the media.
Yeah.
And he will never fail.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a real superstar.
Yeah.
He's the only superstar that can't be put in a box. His star is too big for the Walk of Fame, yet not so big that you can't call his name. He's always an MVP. He's the ultimate starting quarterback. He's the only starting pitcher that never needs a closer. He's the only point guard who can play center and rest the game at the same time. I'm talking about a real superstar. He created the heavens and the earth. He turned water into wine. He made the lame walk in the deaf to hear. He fed the multitude with absolutely nothing. He changed the molecular structure of spit and dirt to open the blind's eyes. He put morticians out of business. He made the waves lay down. He stopped the wind from blowing. I'm talking about a real superstar. He's an unsung hero. He's an underdog. He's the most unselfish player in the game. He held the angels back. He accepted the punishment of others. He died the death of defeat, but he rose a superstar. I'm here to tell you that Jesus got up from the grave with all power in his hands. And hold up, hold up. I know you're excited. I would be too, because I realize how he died for me on the cross. But if I had the opportunity to introduce my Savior, if I had the privilege to call him out, I'd have to say, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, show your love for the greatest of all time, Alpha and Omega. Beginning and the end, first and the last, who was, who is, and will come again. Let me introduce you to God's baby, the Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, bright and morning star. His name, Jesus.